Greetings, I'm your host James Gillen. We've got another good show tonight. We're going to do some call-ins later for the show. And I wanted to share a few messages that have been coming in lately. Pretty amazing things. But there's been a lot of crazy activity. I know that they're looking at the energy signatures over the California area there along the coast, and there's a major buildup, a major heat signature going on. So a little heads up along the coast, you might start be getting some some earthquake activity and a few other things. And usually that happens around the full moon. So a little heads up around the full moon, you might have a little shaking and baking going on. There's been a lot of meteor activity, and some of these meteors that they're talking about don't really look like meteors. I mean, some actually look like ships, which is going to tie into our next article that I wanted to talk about. And this being has come back to me, and this being is the name of Tassamara. And I found out later who he was, and he's been around since the, 80s, basically. And then he left. He just disappeared. And he's one of my guides and fifth-dimensional beings that I work with. And what happened was he just kind of went off the radar after giving me some very profound information about the San Francisco earthquake, some other earthquakes, a lot of information about, the banksters, what they were going to pull. He's given us that in the 80s. And, about new energies coming in, new healing technologies. And it's all here now, which is amazing. So, but he just kind of fell off the radar, and I couldn't figure out what the heck was going on. And so the next time I just contacted him again, he came in real strong. And I said, where you been? And he said, I've been doing my own ascension process. And I guess now he's a sixth-dimensional being. He was a fifth-dimensional being. But now he's operating on the sixth dimension. And it was quite interesting, getting the information from him. Because, as I said before, I used to derive some really powerful information from this guy. And all of a sudden, he just kind of vanished off the radar. So I'm going to go ahead and give you this information that just came through, and this is Tassamara, and he's a sixth dimensional being, and he said he's actually Palladian. He's working with the Palladians, so I would imagine he's on a Palladian ship. But here's his message. He says, "I'm coming to you today as a friend, not your master. We highly respect your work and commend you for the steadfastness against at times of all odds. And believe me, I really needed to feel this energy and get this connection because, here at the ranch, we have been against all odds. Me personally, the ranch with the constant barrage by the county, threatening to come with bulldozers and all the other stuff. I just had a pretty heavy shot to the heart in a relationship, which is pretty much ended. And, a few other things that were just, it knocked me to the core of my being where I was about ready to just say, enough, enough's enough. And so anyway, I'm kind of evaluating everything, licking my wounds, getting clear again, on what I need to do and kind of gaining the wisdom from the experiences and, resetting things, reevaluating everything and figuring out, new directions and new ways of dealing with things. But I'm just still in shock over one experience. It was just unbelievable. I can't even get into it, but the way things unfolded, it was a nightmare. But with that being said, I want to talk about this information he was giving. But he's talking about your work has not gone unnoticed on high and will bear fruit in the very near future. Great ships will soon be seen very near to the earth. These ships will appear very close and are indestructible despite any attempts to destroy them. On these ships are God's armies. Universal law will come to the earth along with the grand awakening and healing. Those who have enslaved humanity, brought harm to humanity, and the earth seen and unseen will be dealt with on every level. For eons, your planet has been under siege, and the original plan was hijacked. He says, many have been willing participants in this process, misled by promises of fame, fortune, and a false security. Because you have been programmed to seek security through material acquisition, outer appearances, and climb the ladder of success, tempted with rotten carrots. He said, there's no security in acting outside of universal law, one of which is action-reaction, what some call karma, which will come into balance. Any pain, suffering, enslavement, or actions which create loss of peace, harmony, individual and collective freedom, and prosperity for all will come back to those who perpetuate these acts and all their participants. Humanity individually and collectively must now make a choice, service to the Creator, the omnipresent God within everyone and everything, or service to self. Because this does not mean living in abject poverty. It means taking one's own personal, making one's own personal God connection and not participate in anything that does not align with universal law. Many have been misled, have made choices in ignorance, have been manipulated by unseen forces unknowingly, some call the Matrix. If you look at almost all governing bodies and major institutions, they are all self-serving pyramids, hierarchical orders of separation and elitism, suppressing unity consciousness, evolution, and the empowerment of the individual. Political, religious, and corporate institutions, including most of your agencies, no longer operate within universal law or uphold its principles. They serve a corporate elite and are used against the very people who gave them the power to govern. This has reached epidemic proportions, and as any infection in the universal body, this will be addressed to ensure the continuation of life and evolution. This shall be done above as below in a grand awakening and reckoning, which is well underway. You will see great polarities, people choosing which polarity they will serve. Some will, in error, think going back to the old ways, serving the old matrix, and finding their place in social consciousness is security. The old matrix is collapsing, and it is orchestrated by the source itself. Those who serve the old matrix will experience the same downward spiral until its eventual collapse. If you could see what is really in control of the old matrix, the depths of evil, the pain and suffering generated by these entities, seen and unseen, and then experience their energies and vibration, it would make you ill. If you want to continue in denial of this, look at the condition of your society, the environment, the actions of your governments, major religions, and corporations. Look at the wars, the toxins in your water, your food, your land, the air. Follow the money and know the agenda. There are entities unseen which care nothing for human life or nature and actually feed off the pain, suffering, and enslavement. You cannot deny this or remain asleep. It has reached its apex in degeneration, and this has brought it to the attention of great masters, the very source itself, and those who are in charge of dispensing universal law. The earth has fallen into decadence, devolution, and distress to a point where it now must be addressed. In the days to come, know who you are aligning with, supporting, drawing sustenance from, and sleeping with. There is an old saying, you are who you sleep with. Who are you in bed with? Who do you work for? Are you aligning with and supporting these hierarchical pyramids and their agencies in denial for the sake of security? Are you participating in the manipulation, enslavement, pain, suffering, or harm to humanity and the earth? The days of denial are over. Think long and hard of these questions, for the choices and actions will determine your future. Think of your children, the next generations, the very earth herself. There is no future in aligning with the old matrix. There are only consequences. You are loved greatly on high, yet because of this love for humanity and the earth, actions are necessary to end the tyranny and enslavement. The earth was created and terraformed to be an Eden, a planet where peace, harmony, beauty, with a strong reverence for life are first and foremost, a place where all life would take the upward spiral of evolution. It is soon to be reset. There shall be a quickening, great changes, social, economic, and physical shall come upon humanity and the earth. There will be an upward spiral where those who, there will be an upward spiral where those who have chosen to live in harmony with each other and nature, making their own personal God, Creator, Spirit connection will carry on. They and their offspring will be the next generation to inherit the earth. Those who continue out of fear and false security, inspired by the tyrants and their agendas to serve this evil matrix will meet the same fate as those tyrants and their agencies. Do not fool yourself into believing the source is ignorant, unseen, and there will be no consequences to choices and actions outside of universal law. It is time for the ego-driven choices and actions to take a backseat to spirit. Be at peace, Tassamara. Pretty interesting here. You know, I was going through the whole thing as it was coming through. And it was talking about what I just kept getting, seeing a very clear picture is who is driving our ship. You know, is it the ego? Is it the old insecurities, the program, the social consciousness program of the Matrix, you know, where you're driven by your outer appearances and material acquisitions and everything's external, you know, or is it an internal drive that you're operating from? And it's so important right now for people to make their own personal spirit, God, connection, creator, whatever you want to call it, and start letting the internal drive run your ship. Because no matter how much you deny the direction you're on, if you make choices that are unwise, that are aligned with the Matrix, and if you're aligning yourself with people that serve the Matrix and you know, are participants in some very dastardly deeds that are ongoing today. I mean, just look at the wars. Look at the military, especially, because I'm getting people from the military sending me emails constantly about how sad and how embarrassed they are over what they did, you know, in other countries and the things that happened. And there's a huge movement now to expose this. And, you know, they signed up for God and country and found out it was for corporations and greed. And so, you know, these acts and the people that have perpetuated these acts, that are willing participants in these acts, are now having a very severe meltdown, it seems like. I mean, those with a heart, that have any heart left, that haven't been totally dominated or controlled by the Matrix. So anyway, this is getting quite interesting. The information coming in is that it seems this network that we've talked about in other shows, this Archon network, at the height of this Archon network are these serpent beings, and they are venomous and nasty. I mean, I just encountered one coming through somebody very close to me, and I've had some other events very similar to this, and they are downright nasty. But you know, we make choices and we make decisions and act on those decisions, which actually put us, you know, in that matrix, within that matrix. But anyway, these entities, you know, you've got some reptilian and gray beings in there and whatever demons and things like that. It's a pretty nasty network. And it is in control of the world right now. I mean, you really think about it. Look at how many people are homeless now. How many people have lost their jobs, their houses, their families are out on the streets, basically. You look at just the horrendous wars and you know, the drone projects where they're actually, you know, slamming drones into wedding parties and, you know, with children and a lot of other people present. You know, you look at what's going on here and you just go, wow, how could any human do this? And some things that have happened in my own life, I'm in shock too. I'm just saying, how could anybody, you know, behave in such a way that is just so cold and so cruel and heartless that, you know, it actually threw me into shock, basically. But anyway, that's part of this matrix. And you see people shifting into very selfish, self-absorbed roles. They're like zombies almost. And all they know about is this matrix. They have to just totally, you know, overshadow the heart and soul and love and all the higher frequency energies to actually behave in the way that they're behaving. But we're seeing this world wide now. My emails are just full of people saying, what is going on? You know, friends and family members are just losing it. And they said, there's a real polarity happening. People are waking up within the matrix and just saying, wow, I can't believe what I'm involved in. And they're walking away from it and they're just disgusted with it. And there's other people walking back into the matrix that, you know, because of their own fears and insecurities and just totally unconscious of what they're aligning with. And that's happening on a global scale right now. So it's I guess it's crunch time. And with the new energies coming in, people are having to make choices And those choices and actions are going to have reactions, and it's all going to get sorted out. So I guess all we can do now is to try to, you know, be at peace with these processes and not, you know, allow our hearts to shut down, to stay open and loving and caring and have compassion and forgiveness, you know, but at the same time set some boundaries. You know, because some things just are not acceptable, and they shouldn't be, and we shouldn't participate in these things, you know, in any way whatsoever. So anyway, it's a pretty major event unfolding right now, and what Tasa Mar seems to be talking about is major cleansing, and they said they are cleaning up this matrix. They're cleaning up the deepest, darkest levels of this matrix, and it's going to kind of fall down on whoever's involved with it, you know, in the days to come. So that's the good news. You know, the matrix is coming down. And we just have to kind of try to stay on top of things and set some boundaries. And, you know, as we have here at the ranch, we've had to set our boundaries, you know, on many levels, you know, because that kind of energy and consciousness, we just can't allow to get a foothold. You know, the same thing with the county and all these other things that we're dealing with. We have to eventually just set some boundaries. There's an old saying, trust is earned, you know, and, you know, we do have to, like, be accountable for our actions, our attitudes, our emotions, and how they affect the world in which we live. And we need to take a long, hard look at, you know, basically as it says here in Tasa Mar's thing, you know, who are we in bed with? Who are we working with? Who are we sleeping with? You know, are we participating? You know, how are we participating in the matrix? And, you know, it's very simple. Basically, you want to get out of the matrix, drop all the outer appearances, all the need for, you know, acceptance and approval outside of yourself. You know, drop the obsessions, drop all that stuff. Get out in nature and just spend some time in nature. Get really clear. And just focus on unity consciousness, on the God within everyone and everything, and including nature. And then see how, you know, after you've taken a week or so out in nature, come back and look at your life and see how your life fits into universal law. It's pretty simple, basically. You know, what you're doing, is it harmful to humanity and the earth? Are there long-term effects to what you're doing? Are you participating in any actions, you know, that diminish freedom and free will? You know, what are you involved in? You know, are you trespassing on the rights of others? You know, it's the bottom line, basically. We have to get back to universal law if we are going to take the red road, you know, the high road in the days to come. So anyway, not taking that road right now, I'm seeing with the earth and her lifting and where she's going, if we don't make our own personal, you know, spirit, creator, God connection, and if we continue to let the ego run the show, and we try to align with the matrix for security, it's going to be our greatest insecurity in the future, because, you know, the people that operate within the matrix are creating karma. It's that simple. And you can't run from your karma. You know, it's action, reaction. You can get away from it for a little while, but it's always going to come home to roost. You know, as Buddha said, you know, your mischief is like fresh milk. You know, it takes a little while to sour, but as surely as the cart follows the horse that pulls it, it will catch up. And that is what's going on right now. You know, we can't continue in the old ways. You know, we have to do some deep soul searching, you know, and take a real hard look at, you know, at what we're participating in and how it affects, you know, others and your environment and things of that nature. So nobody's perfect. You know, we're all trying. You know, we make mistakes now and then. Some of us make really big mistakes, you know, and some of us don't even learn from those mistakes. We make them over and over again. And that's what I always say. The only major mistake you can make is not gaining the wisdom from it and doing it again and again, you know, and that's when it, you know, that's when it becomes a mistake. But anyway, that message out of the way, I'm going to see if I can bring up this other message. You have to excuse me. My, I'm still getting over a cold and trying to get my computer to cooperate, which it finally is. And I want to bring this other message up, and this is a message for the women. It's a very good message, and it's the second message that came in, and it came in from Mother Mary. And you know, as it came in, I have to give you a little history thing. Mother Mary actually saved me at 5 years old. I had bronchial pneumonia and was dying in the hospital, and several times they told my parents that I wasn't going to make it through the night. And this woman in blue kept appearing to me, and she would stroke my head and talk to me. And finally, the last time she came, she gave me a white substance called ice cream. Looked like ice cream, but it wasn't cold, and asked me to eat it. So I did. And what was interesting is after that, I would never missed a day of school. I was totally well, and it snapped me right out of it. But that was my first experience, and then I had a drowning, a near-death experience, and so that'll kind of set the segue into this, so you can understand what this message is about and what she's saying. But I'll go ahead with the message, and she's talking about the days to come. She's talking about me, basically, as I'm giving this message. It was kind of weird doing this, but I'll go ahead and deliver it. He goes, "I've been at the side of this one since birth. He's died twice in this incarnation, and I was there both times to revive him. There was a reason. There are few people on earth who are known as the incorruptibles. Though he's had many challenges, each time he has gained the wisdom from the experience and continued onward to serve with the highest intent. This is why I've chosen him and others like him to deliver my message. Humanity and the earth, a reflection of humanity, has become extremely imbalanced. There was a time the divine feminine was honored. It took the lead as it should in governing the affairs of earth. The feminine by nature is subjective. It is loving, nurturing, family, and security oriented. Family does not just mean relatives, it encompasses all life. It is best equipped due to its love and subjective nature to receive guidance from Creator. The masculine is designed to be objective, carry out the inspirations of the divine feminine, protect and support it. Today, the earth has more of a patriarchal governing system, completely out of touch with Creator, ego-driven, with very little respect for the divine feminine, which includes your Mother Earth. In my incarnation, there were two aspects to my son's teachings and ministry. There was the feminine side, the house of Mary, and the masculine side, the house of Jesus. Who do you think spent the most time rearing Jesus and teaching him? Which house did he spend the most time in? Although Jesus taught of an all-forgiving God, of love, the omnipresent Creator, birther, and wellspring for life, his teachings were hijacked by the masculine side, which instead chose the image of a masculine God, sometimes punishing and wrathful, a God with many strict rules and retributions for not following those rules. My beloved daughter, Mary Magdalene, was also judged and demonized out of jealousy, with her legacy tainted by the rumors of men. She was of royal blood, trained in the Egyptian mystery schools, and was paramount in the support and ascension of Jesus. They were and are today passionately in love, yet that love has taken a more expanded role. They continue to love, heal, and support God consciousness for those who seek their service. When Jesus was aware it was his time to go, he passed the scepter to the house of Mary. They were more aligned with and connected to the Creator and could better serve humanity and the earth, being more aligned with natural law. This masculine side could not break away from the intellect, surrender to love, and often wanted to use power over inspiration. These character traits were the drive to take over the house of Mary, the divine feminine, which to this day has taken a back seat, overshadowed and suppressed by the now governing patriarchal leadership. And she's asking the questions. This is interesting. My thing is stuck here. So, but she's talking about how, she's talking about why are all the popes men, and, you know, where is the balance? And This is strange because I lost all the rest of this one. So anyway, I don't know how this happened, but we've lost half of the message. So I'll have to bring out the rest of the message later. It just locked up with my computer. But it's kind of interesting, though. You think about this message. I can probably find it. I'll keep digging around here to see if I can bring it up again. And let me see if it's nope, I don't have it. Unfortunately, we'll have to get it up again and see if I can find the rest of this the rest of the message. But anyway, to make a long story short, basically what she's talking about is the information about what's happened to the church, how it's gotten just totally hijacked and steered off course away from the divine feminine, and why we're so imbalanced. And I'm going to keep looking for the rest of this message. I don't know what happened or how it disappeared. It's an ongoing thing. I think I've got it here. Let me see if I can bring this up to where it's okay. We've got the rest of the message here. Great. Okay, let me get down to where we left off. Okay, here's the rest of the message. We've got it. It says, why are most of the priests and ministers men? It talks about why are all the popes men? It goes, where's the feminine? Silent and in the back seat. It goes, the same problem that exists throughout the earth, yet a few cultures still honor and respect their women rather than turn them into objects of pleasure, dutiful slaves, and sense gratification as in the West. This major imbalance and degradation is coming to a close. It will be revealed and healed from on high and from the very earth itself. The divine feminine energy has been exponentially increased to bring balance back to humanity and the earth. The hijacking of the divine feminine will be revealed, who's been behind it and who is still perpetuating it. Your wars, the destruction of your environment, the divisions of family, including your extended family, which includes all cultures and color, will all come together in a grand unification process. This is the great wave of unity consciousness your elders have spoken of, and it is here. I have given this message many times only for it to be suppressed and withheld by the controlling systems of the patriarchal leadership. Now it is time to spread this message far and wide. It's time to choose peace. It's time to choose unity consciousness guided through the heart and all of your choices and actions, not through fear and insecurity and external manipulation, often mistaken for the heart. It is time for the divine feminine and everyone, men, women, to stand up and come forward. This inspiration is exponentially increasing as above, so below, and it's time to align with it rather than continue in ways that do not promote peace, unity, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. Do not play the roles pressed upon you by the patriarchal leadership, which has silenced, diminished, and objectified the divine feminine into dutiful slaves for pleasure. Do not subject yourself to or allow anything other than respect, support of your divine feminine and the goddess within. Stand up for the other mothers and children who deserve a life of equality. Seek out and find the love, the nurturing, the spiritual strength of the House of Mary. Immerse yourself in it. Become it. We love you, all creation, and it's time for love to be the governing body of humanity and the earth. And so that's the rest of the Mary. Excuse me for the, I don't know what happened to it. In my word, that half of the message just vanished, so I have a little bugger in my machine here that seems to jump around and eat things. And that seems to be an ongoing thing doing the work that we're doing here. But anyway, comes with the territory. So those are the two messages that have come in. And they have a similar ring to them. It's all about not letting the ego drive you anymore, and that we have to get in touch with our own unique purpose for being here and become, a blessing to life. And we have to really, you know, live by the universal principles necessary for a healthy society and environment. You know, principles like universal peace, brother sisterly love, individual freedom and prosperity for everybody. You know, the honor the sacred circle of life. You know, it's real basic, and we know the basics. We just have to start living by the basics. You know, and that includes, you know, coming from a place of integrity and all the basics, you know, that come with being kind to each other. You know, honesty, integrity, loyalty, things of that nature are all part of this. And so we have to incorporate that into our lives. And when we don't, we are going to have some pretty hard knocks ahead of us, despite our ego thinking it's driving us, you know, down the right path. So our eyes are going to be opened to where the ego is driving us. You know, friends and family around us are going to be seeing who's driving our ship. And it's going to get real interesting here. And that's what I've seen now. I've seen a lot of people and families waking up and saying, I can't participate in this old program anymore. I've seen a lot of people walking away from their jobs. A lot of people trying to make peace, you know, with what happened to them in the military, and coming out and speaking out. You know, I'm just seeing on a grand scale, I'm seeing this happening. But I'm also seeing the other side too. I'm seeing people that are heavily invested in their ego, you know, and the programming of the matrix going back into it and thinking that's going to give them security. And they've been totally manipulated by the matrix emotionally on so many levels. They don't even realize what they've plugged into. So it's getting interesting. The good news is that this whole program, this whole matrix is going to crash. And people are going to find themselves standing naked going, oh my God, what have I done? And that's just, you know, not too far around the corner. So the bottom line is we just can't participate in anything outside of universal law anymore. We've got to get our shit together if we are going to be making it, you know, into the next phase of the new energies coming in. And it's really that simple. There's nothing complicated about it. You know, we know what is love. You know, we know what is honesty. We know what is integrity, impeccable integrity. We know, you know, what choices and actions we make and their consequences. And we know there's going to be a reaction to those consequences. It's that simple. And we can't live in denial anymore. We can't participate in the war machine. You know, we can't participate in the offense department, you know, run by the corporations, you know, for greed. We can't participate in any actions which may cause long-term effect or harm to others. You know, it's that simple. We got to start cleaning our act up, you know, and that means cleaning the planet up too as well. So anyway, that's my rant for today, and I want to open up the call lines. If anybody wants to talk about some of their experiences that they've been having, you know, through this process, through this lifting, and share some of their observations about, you know, what they've been seeing, I'd love to hear it. I'll give you the numbers right here. The call-in numbers are 888-627-6008. 530-327-7602, 413-4522, and 530-413-4522, actually, and 530-413-5011. So the main line is 866-627-6008, and I've got a little glitch here that I'm trying to straighten out. It looks like I can't even get my calls. I guess we've got Kitty on line one.
Let's see. Hey, Kitty, are you with us? Yeah, can you hear me? Can you hear me, James? Can you hear me?
I'm still on the air. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. James, I want to compliment you. I find you to have an extraordinarily high consciousness and very, very clear consciousness. So thank you for the work that you're doing.
Well, thank you.
And Yeah, I'm really grateful for it. I want to be humble with you. I want to say that I met you through somebody at your ranch, and I'm not going to say my name because some of the information that I want to share, which is 100% in alignment with what you're talking about tonight, can get me into trouble.
Okay.
So I'm not going to say my name, but I did meet you over the phone through somebody that attends your ranch, and we didn't get off on the right foot because it was just funny circumstances. But I have two articles published in the Sedona Journal of Emergence this year, and I do a tremendous amount of ascension work with the cosmic hierarchy, with the galactics. I've had, you know, my own galactic experiences, including a crop circle in my backyard and a ship decloaking above my house. I've been abducted, and I work with the planetary hierarchy and the cosmic hierarchy, and so I work on a level that you do, but I'm also, in my work with Archangel Michael and the cosmic hierarchy, I wanted to make the point, because, and I'm writing articles and publishing articles and writing books about explaining the cosmic level of evolution that's going on. And everything you're saying is absolutely amazing, the clarity that you have. And basically what Archangel Michael, and I've seen others confirm what I've received directly from Archangel Michael, is that the upward cosmic spiral of evolution, the chakra template is a universal template that applies both on a cosmic level and an individual level, universal level, and all levels. And what Archangel Michael said is the natural cosmic evolution, we have just come out of an enormous cosmic cycle that we're all aware of, but what most people aren't aware of is that it was the sacral level of the cosmic template, and we have just we're transitioning or transitioned into the solar plexus level of the cosmic template. And the reason why it's important to understand this, you know, is that we know that everything is always in movement, or we know that everything's always evolving and everything's always in movement. And so the pertinent themes of the sacral level of the cosmic template have to do with the divine masculine and the divine feminine. And the karmic board came to me several years ago because I hadn't studied sacred geometry, but they taught me some of the basic principles of sacred geometry so that I could do my ascension work. I needed this information. And so Shiva and Shakti, you know, are basically the form consciousness and the love consciousness. And what I understand is that, you know, they emerged and they created the flower of life, but they have not attained enough enlightenment to have a healthy relationship with one another. In other words, the divine masculine and divine feminine have not come into sacred union with each other. And that's the love consciousness. And Shiva, you know, is the creator, sustainer, and destroyer. And so he's the one that creates, you know, the universe. That's how powerful he is. But he and Shakti, and I happen to know the main incarnations of both of them, have not, have not come into sacred marriage with each other. And the Metatron and the Shekinah, you know, the divine masculine and divine feminine aspects of the totality of the flower of life haven't completely come together. So the pertinent, you know, part of this is that we know the divine feminine to be the sacred in everything, which is what you were talking about, you know, stewardship, caring for the planet, honoring our own hearts, honoring creation. And this is where we come into creating eternal peace on the planet. And there's two aspects to this. It's, I'm a little bit nervous, but we'll go on to my original train of thought. So this is the cosmic evolution that's taking place. And basically, I do, like you, I do a lot of work with the galactics. I've worked with the leaders of a few other planets, and including another solar tribunal and another galaxy. I have not found one exception to this, that the divine feminine has never been fully respected anywhere throughout the cosmos. And it can be a little alarming hearing this, but I just wrote an article on called Expanding Divine Consciousness. Each of us in the cosmos anchors a unique frequency. We're all part of Creator. We're all part of Source. And if we were aware of our cosmic role, you know, and if we were consciously, you know, in service to God, in service to Source, then we would become aware that each of us has the power to expand divine consciousness, because the Creator is always expanding his own consciousness and becoming more and more aware of himself. And in a way, we're all a part of his body. So he's consciously in the spirit realm, from what I'm shown. He knows everything, past, present, and future, like we've all heard. But in the physicality, you know, he's constantly becoming more self-realized. So we're on this cosmic rung of evolutionary consciousness, and we're into the solar plexus level, and the goal of the sacral level was divine, blissful twin flame unions, you know, which has to do with the masculine and the feminine coming together in protection, love, and respect for each other. Now, we know we haven't fully attained that, but in order to come to the solar plexus level, Archangel Michael told me that, and it was also duality consciousness and separation consciousness, and I get mixed up in my head sometimes, but separation consciousness is turning away from our own inner divinity, you know, and so that's what the sacral level is about, duality consciousness and also the divine feminine, divine masculine coming together and transmuting, you know, attaining equal, you know, respect for the divine feminine, and also coming, transcending duality into unity consciousness. And then we're in the solar plexus level of the cosmic template, which has to do with unity, understanding, it has to do with self-expression and individual expression, divine power, you know, in our gifts and what we're about. And that I have some information. Do you want to say something, or can I pass on a couple other things that I've learned?
No, yeah, you can go ahead. I think it's interesting that what you're talking about is about how what's coming up and what's surfacing for people as this energy comes in. And and as these energies come in, it's amazing how what I've seen with some people, with a lot of women, don't even honor their own divine feminine, you know. They're trying to be masculine because of fear. They're trying to be strong and powerful and masculine and doing some really disintegrous things, versus actually dropping into the heart and really taking a look at what's going on and how it affects others.
I'm with you. I can't tell you 50,000, 100,000, 50,000%. And see, this is indicative of the cosmic level of evolution. So basically, where we're at, Earth, you know, what they've shown me is Earth is one of the densest, you know, planets. We have one of the darkest civilizations. We also have the most sophisticated DNA, thank you to ISIS, who seeded us here and who, you know, plunked our DNA from many different civilizations here so we can create peace within ourselves and peace throughout the galaxy. And so on Earth, we are the stage for the shift in cosmic evolution. And whatever we attain here is cosmic mastery. But what you're saying is it's in alignment with what I'm saying. There has never been full respect for the divine feminine, and that's what we're attaining here. And that includes the divine feminine, you know, realizing who we are and respecting ourselves. And the dark forces, the cosmic hierarchy told me the dark forces have made it an art and a science on how to control the cosmos. And, you know, I took the path on, I don't know how long, millions of years ago, to transmute suffering and duality and darkness on a cosmic scale, and this is why I understand this. And so basically in this evolution, when Shiva and Shakti, the feminine and masculine, and the Metatron and the Shekinah are merged, this is what I'm shown, and this is a lot of sacred information that I've had to keep to myself over the last 10 years, and only now I'm being given permission to share it in public. But Saint Germain came to me and said, I'm the father of many ascended masters, and I only started understanding this in the last, you know, couple of years. Saint Germain is an incarnation of the totality of the flower of life. So he includes both the divine masculine and both the divine feminine. And Portia, his twin flame, you know, is the divine feminine aspect of that, the love consciousness of that. But emerging from Saint Germain, was a separate consciousness of the tree of life and a separate consciousness of the flower of life. Okay, so that's like Shiva and Shakti emerging, but they haven't come together yet. And this is what we need to do right now, because Metatron would be like the divine masculine, and that's where Jesus is about, and Melchizedek are all Metatron incarnations, and Enoch, and Ashtar, and then the flower of life is Shekinah, and Buddha, and others. And the Shekinah lineage is Mary Magdalene, and I'll get into that in a second, because this is other information that most people don't know about. But, God, I'm going in five different directions now. So this is where we're at right now is, you know, the balance of the masculine and feminine. And Lord Krishna and Lakshmi are really good examples of this. You know, and when the divine masculine, instead of fight, okay, that's where I was going, sorry. So the cosmic dark forces, now I got permission to share this, and this is the first time I'm sharing this in public, and this might freak a lot of people out. I read a channeled article a few years ago where the creators was channeling to somebody and said that Lucifer, you know, was the archangel that loved the Creator, had the most devotion for God, and out of his love for God and creation and God's children, he chose to hold space for souls to explore their separation to themselves, so that, well, what I've determined with the cosmos, you know, so that the rest of the cosmos can be protected, you know, to maintain the integrity of the cosmos. So Lucifer, you know, has been holding space all this time, and not because he was evil, because he had that much love for God and his creation in order to hold a safe space for souls to become dark, pretty much. Now, he did get caught up in it, but because the level of healing and ascension work I did, I actually did healing with Lucifer several years ago, and I helped him to start, you know, transmuting into the light. So I have an extremely loving relationship with him, and he still gets caught up a little bit in the darkness, but generally speaking, he's been holding space for souls, you know, to explore their darkness so the rest of the cosmos can maintain its integrity. So,
can we send a memo?
Masculine, I'm sorry? Yes.
Can we
Are
send
you okay?
a memo? Can we send a memo to Lucifer saying, hey, could you, like, stop holding space for a little while and let the planet get back on track again?
Or
just hold space somewhere else, you know, where these people can go. So.
I know. I've asked him, because of the work I do, I also know who some of the cosmic warlords are, and including the head reptilian, who I happen to date an aspect of him who is Hitler. And so, I mean, I have so much information in this area that would help, you know, the White Knights, you know, kick butt. And, you know, and I've been wanting him to, well, honestly speaking, I have, you know, felt him kick some people out. I have felt him do that. But so with the masculine and the feminine not being conscious of the need to come together, and at the same time, people, you know, there have been souls that have gotten bitter and have turned dark and have turned evil because they didn't know that God loved them, because they didn't know there was a divine purpose in their painful experiences, or they were trained by terrorists at birth to be ignorant and to think that God hated them and they had to kill and da-da-da-da-da. So we have darkness growing in the cosmos. At the same time, the masculine and feminine are not aware that they need to be loving each other and respecting each other. So what the cosmic hierarchy told me is that the dark forces, the cosmic dark forces, you know, made it an art and a science on how to control the cosmos, and they took advantage of this lack of enlightenment, and they took advantage of the place where cosmic evolution was, which is the need for the masculine and feminine to come together, because when you respect your own heart, which is the love consciousness, the Shakti, and the flower of life, the mental, spiritual, and emotional, and you protect it, you know, you're protecting the own love, your own, as you know this already, you're protecting the love consciousness that's flowing through you. And when you're in touch with your own sacred, you protect your own twin flame, and you perceive and feel the sacredness in everything. And it's delicate, it's beautiful, and we want to preserve it. It takes a long time for a tree to grow and only a second to cut it down. And that's what we're here to do, is to perfect our stewardship. But we first have to become aware, you know, of who we are and, you know, and respect the sacred, and that's what we're doing. So the dark forces have taken advantage of this, and they've literally attained multiple PhDs, you know, on how to control creation. And they've actually become more enlightened than the light ones. And it's taken, you know, they've been controlling this planet throughout history, as we know. And what I was taught is that, you know, the Lemurians were a beautiful civilization, and we want that to reemerge, but the mistake they made is they didn't protect themselves. You know, and it was the only feminine, you know, matriarchal civilization that's existed, but they didn't protect themselves. And same thing with the Pleiadians. So every, you know, galactic civilization has their strengths, but also their weaknesses, and it's about all of us coming together. But the effing, you know, reptilians, knowing, I think, that we had cosmic shift in evolution taking place from duality into unity, they came into this galaxy, and particularly to Earth, to try to block this. And the Creator and the cosmic divine plan, you know, have allowed it to take place, as we know, with the Ankar Alliance for a certain period of time with the Anunnaki, just so that we can become conscious enough of it on Earth in order to transmute it. So that's what we're all doing. We're transmuting this. And so that's where we're at right now, and it's coming to a crescendo. And, you know, coming into unity consciousness, and what they tell me is that it's the reason why it's taking so long. And now when we understand the background of this, this is cosmic evolution taking place. It's never been done before. All of us light workers are incarnations of ascended masters and angels that have attained, you know, that have trained, you know, our, you know, for millennia, for, you know, for this time to do this here. And sorry, I just lost my train of thought. But so right now where we're at is it has to do with the light being in charge of the physical plane. And the cosmic hierarchy told me that a couple years ago, the dark ones pretty much were in charge, you know, took control of one-third of the cosmos, you know, and that the divine plan doesn't want it to go any further than that. So what we're doing here is we're turning that around. And what the Lords of Creation have told me that when we realize that we don't want darkness in our lives anymore, and all it is a rejection of our own inner divinity, you know, a lack of faith or ignorance, and we act that out, and, you know, and it's, we're basically projecting our own limited awareness of who we are onto others, and we're hurting others. And when we realize we don't want people to hurt us anymore out of their own ignorance of their own divinity, then the lesson is over. And I've already anchored this for myself in the physical. I don't need darkness, and I don't need darkness to make me evolve. I can evolve in light, and I can evolve with illumination. And the cosmic hierarchy has already showed me there are many ways that we will continue to evolve infinitely up the cosmic evolutionary spiral, and it's infinite. And we're only in the third chakra, you know, we're only in the solar plexus. And the Creator, well, this is what I was told, but the Creator told me how long that this cosmic cycle was going to last. Called what he called the Sacred Cross of Governance with a solar plexus level, and the next level is the heart of the Creator. And he told me how long that was going to last, and that's going to, Saint Germain said, that's going to be absolutely glorious. And so where we're at right now, and why everybody, you know, people have been antsy for the last couple of years, why haven't we had this mass decloakings, or why haven't we had the new, you know, economic structure implemented, or whatever, why aren't the changes taking place? Because, you know, there's a lot of details that goes in, you know, in the shift in consciousness and also in the physical changes, but here's where we're at. The light needs to be in charge of the physical plane. And so, and the cosmic hierarchy wants it to happen in a way that we never have darkness rule the cosmos again, and that's why we are so important here on Earth. That's why, you know, we're so many of us light workers and whistleblowers are being attacked and assassinated. I get abducted all the time, you know, because the dark cabal knows who I am, and I've been harassed through email, and I have marks, you know, on me, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so we want, you know, unity consciousness to come together, and stewardship consciousness and respect for the sacred and the divine feminine to come together with the power over the physical plane. And that's where we're at right now, and that's what we're all waiting for. And, you know, we don't have to sit back on the sidelines. You know, we can all, you know, we can shift our consciousness. We can pray. Mm-hmm. Those of us that are in positions of power, you know, can make things happen more in the physical plane. You know, those of us that have been trained to do that or that are already doing that. And that's what needs to happen. Now, the thing that I say, because the dark cabal is always listening to me, you know, is that they're afraid, you know, that they're going to die because of the millions and billions of people that they have killed. Now, here's the thing, and I don't get this just from the cosmic hierarchy. I synthesize what other light workers are doing, and we're all doing this together. Because you are, you know, you're confirming and affirming what I'm doing, and we're all helping each other. So, I just got dehydrated. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Where was I at?
Something about all working together. Well, I like the part where you're talking about how, you know, ushering in the divine feminine, bringing back balance, you know, being kind to each other, taking care of the earth, and, you know, starting to live under universal law and natural law. And it seems like a lot of people are moving in that direction, and it seems like some people are moving in the opposite direction.
Oh, thank you. You reminded me what I was going to say in relation to that. Darn it, I'm always, you know, dealing with different energies. I'm sorry, James, go ahead and say something else. It's important what I was going to say. Oh, that was what I was going to say, the dark cabal. Okay, so the dark forces, and I got this from the Zeitgeist movie on the internet. You know, he said what is the purpose? Why are they trying to control everybody all the time? And he said, poverty consciousness, you know? And it took me a while to really integrate that, but I really get, you know, I really got this. And this message really needs to go out to everyone, you know, in their hearts. And basically, you know, poverty consciousness is an illusion. To try to attain happiness through enslaving others or stealing energy or stealing resources or stealing money or having people do everything for you is an illusion. That does not bring happiness. And I say that with all my heart, you know, and it's not a judgment to anybody that's doing that. It's just it's an illusion. And what it is that if we want nourishment, you know, if we just talk to God for a few minutes, you know, and listen, we can receive unlimited amounts of light and divine power through our own soul complexes and be nourished. And we know that there's a lot of, there's 2,000 patents of suppressed, of, you know, free energy that has been suppressed, you know, by the dark government. And if that were released, you know, we could fuel the entire planet with one drop of water. And so we have unlimited energy, we have unlimited nourishment from God, we have unlimited cosmic free energy, you know, and Saint Germain is always saying, and people that channel him, there's enough money on the planet for every man, woman, and child to have $10 million. Mm-hmm. So when there's enough energy, there's enough divine nourishment, spiritual nourishment, there's enough resources, there's enough free energy, we have a lot of galactic civilizations that want to be friends with us, you know. Mm-hmm. And then why do we want to live in this poverty consciousness when everybody can be happy, when we all have the potential to unite with our divine twin flames, you know? And it's just a matter of realizing that God loves us. God is love and light, you know? And when we have when we act on this, we have more and more experiences that confirm this, and then faith turns into wisdom, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's just, and as you know, it's just an upward spiral.
Well, there's a program, you know, there's a, what I've seen right now is that, and I'm sure you're aware of it too, is that this matrix, whatever you want to call it, the Archon matrix,
social consciousness,
you know, the program, people are so programmed to seek everything externally, outside of themselves, you know, acceptance and approval. They get obsessed with their outer appearances. They get, you know, obsessed with, you know, keeping up with the Joneses and the image, and they're very insecure, basically, you know, and they think they think security is having all these things and joining the network, you know, and fitting in with the network, but unfortunately, they don't realize that that whole network is about ready to collapse, and a lot of them are going headlong into this collapse And no matter how much you warn them and try to wake them up, they just, you know, they're going in that direction. And, you know, I always ask, you know, I know people that work on all kinds of projects. You know, they work on drones and work on the latest, you know, military bomb or whatever else, you know, or the latest, you know, I know people that are actually building the planes for the new chemtrails, you know, the right. And I just ask them, I go, well, you know, this is all going to be used on you. You know, eventually this is going to come back and you're going to find out you participated in all this. And you know that although you did make some nice bucks, you know, and you got the condo now and the house and you got all the external things, but internally you're poor. You're extremely right. poor internally, and internally it's going to have the last word. You know, the internal, right. the soul is going to have the last word.
Right. So. It's true. And, you know, I saw an advertisement for David Harrington, who is an evolutionary, you know, teacher, leader, mm-hmm. and he just had a seminar. I didn't listen to it, but I love that he's doing this on activating the impulse to evolve. And yeah. basically, we all know that the universe is always evolving. It's always in movement. And so what I was saying before is the dark forces, the cosmic dark forces, who live in this illusion that God doesn't love them and that they need to steal energy from others in order to survive. And the further, the more dark you get, the more forgetful you get of your divine nature, you know, or the less aware.
And then divine nature, yeah.
And then they take, what I've noticed, is that dark forces in the cosmos incarnate into biology, such as reptilians,
yeah.
That where they can't even, you know, feel God. They have such a limited biology, and they're very aggressive biology. But mm-hmm. here's the thing. So the dark forces have a lot of enlightenment, and they have mastered, oh, I was going to share this with you, how to control the cosmos, and that is through fragmentation, distraction, and disconnection. So they disconnect mm-hmm. our DNA. You know, they can fragment our souls. You know, they can try to capture, you know, light workers or ascended masters that they know are powerful light bearers, and traumatize you and fragment you, and
yeah.
And they distract
all those.
Us. I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
What?
I said I've experienced all of those. You know, I keep coming
yeah.
back, though. But, yeah, they're good. I mean, they know all of your weaknesses. They know all of your unresolved issues. They're masters at deception. They know right. how to manipulate your energies, even make you think you're feeling love in some of the higher frequencies, and especially the low frequencies of the sexual energies and things like that. They've definitely
right.
got the first three chakras down. And they'll
right.
juice somebody with the first three chakras, get them all sexually involved, and even it seems to even be able to move up into the fourth lately. I don't know, because they're working through another human.
Yeah. And I are so on the same wavelength.
Yeah, and they're good at it,
yeah.
and
they
you
are
know,
so good at it, and people won't even realize there are some ascended masters, and I'm not going to say this one over the radio. There are some that have turned very dark, fragments of ascended masters, not the whole complex.
Yeah.
And that's what they do. They use sex. They will do anything to distract you from your own inner divinity. And I will say this, and other ascended masters have channeled this over international radio, the God flowing through the heart, there's no words, is infinitely, ineffably more joyful, blissful, ecstatic, and orgasmic than any sexual experience, and that's a fact.
Oh,
and
yeah,
the cosmic
I agree.
The cosmic dark forces, whether they're physical, galactic, spiritual, cult leaders, whatever, they use sex, they use cosmic sex, they use physical sex, they use rape. You know, they have conditioned yeah. the divine masculine, you know, to be promiscuous and to, you know, abuse the divine feminine. And
it goes the other way around too. Trust me, they've got the divine feminine fragmented and programmed to do the same thing to the masculine.
Well,
but
you're amazing because
the hour, we've got
yeah.
to sign off.
Oh, okay.
We've gone over, and thanks for
right.
sharing and calling in. And but we got to wrap this up because we've gone over the hour. One of my clocks is saying it's 10, or it's 9. The other one's saying 9:06, so I don't know which one's right. But
okay.
Anyway.
Can I say
yeah, we've got,
all right. Can I say one more thing?
But hey, thanks for calling in and sharing all that information.
Okay, all right. Sorry, Gil. Sorry, James. Thank you so much for letting me talk, and thank you so much for your program.
Oh, no problem. All right, this is James Gillen signing off, your host with BBS. And have a great evening, and hopefully I can get this computer straightened out because it went totally haywire. I couldn't even see who was calling or anything, and my computer got fragmented just as many other people are getting fragmented right now. So anyway, have a great evening. Good night.